It's always a tough act to follow, obviously, our quarterback. Nobody wants to talk to the special teams coordinator after the quarterback. I know that. What's up, guys? How are we doing? Doing great. Doing great. Excited. One more day to go, and then obviously waiting for training camp. And about this time of year, my wife always looks at me and says, how much time do you have off? And then, because about 2 weeks left in, before training camps, and I'll be going, okay, what are we doing today? Let's go. So what are we doing? What's next on the agenda? And she'll say, it's about time to go to training camp, isn't it? So it's always fun. But look forward to this time of year, get a little bit of time spent with the family, and then get back to football.
Like, how have things tracked out for between the kicking competition?
You know, it's been very close. You know, Daniel showed how talented he is. He's got a big leg. He's done a great job with the kickoffs, obviously, and more than likely, you know, I think he should have made a few more of those field goals. He's missed, I think, 16 of 19 in team, which is not bad. Kai's had one of the better springs, or the best spring he's had since he's been here, and he's actually done quite well in kickoffs as well. So it's been a very good competition so far.
Do you envision this going through training camp? I mean, or do you want to make a decision before that so you get a guy more kicks?
Yeah, I don't make that final decision. I've put my two cents in the personnel meetings, and I'll let Rick and Coach Zimmer take care of it from there. But it's been a good competition so far.
So Carlson's 16 of 19 in the
He's 16 of 19 in the team periods, and okay. I want to say Kai is 14 of 18, maybe 13 of 18, somewhere around there. Okay. So it's close. I mean, they both missed a couple they should have made. So, every day is a growing process. I know Daniel's working on some technique things that we've changed since, he came from Auburn, and he's done a nice job embracing that. He's very coachable. He's smart, understands his craft. And like any smart guy, like Kai's real smart too. And, you got to make sure they don't overthink stuff, because when you overthink things, that's when you take that to the team period, which I think that's what we've done so far this spring. When we've missed them, we've kind of overthought some things that we shouldn't have to overthink at this time of the year.
A couple questions on returners. Hughes, will he compete with Marcus for kickoff, or is who
else?
I
think they're both going to compete for both.
Is Marcus also in the mix still?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, I think you need to have at least two guys back there. And the great thing with the new rules, you can put Marcus back there, you can put Mike back there, you can put CJ Ham back there. You're going to need three guys that can actually catch a football, can field a football, because of the new rules. They're going to try to spray the ball all over the place to keep you off balance. You put some big guys back there, they're going to kick it right to them. So those are the things we're playing around with, and kickoff and kickoff return and embracing the new rules. And, obviously I think it's a great thing the NFL did by keeping the play around. And, because it is new, it's going to be kind of exciting to see how it pans out.
More time to work with Mike. What are the areas you're trying to hone in his game?
The kickoffs, he's very natural catching the ball. I mean, it's obviously a much easier ball to catch, that end-over-end type kick. Punts, he's come a long way since the rookie minicamp. He's never really been taught how to track a punt, how to catch a punt. And we do, a lot of film work. We do a lot of close-up film work that we go over with Mike and all our returners, for that matter, and to try to hone those skills in. And he's done a really nice job. He's come a long way, and he's a great athlete. He's a fast learner, and he's – the sky's the limit for Mike. I think he's going to be a very good returner, both punts and kickoffs.
How difficult is it for somebody who hasn't done it to learn when you're tracking a punt? I mean, is there a way to, describe?
Well, there is, and Mike did it in college, too. He was very successful at it. But, a lot of times those college coaches, like I've said before, Mike's son's a college coach. They do so much of recruiting, they don't have as much time to spend with those returners and the finer points of being a great returner. But in terms of tracking, we always talk about, get to the point where you think the ball is going to land, and then move your feet and adjust. And then it's all body position. It's all where your feet are. It's all, how tall you're standing, a little bit of knee bend, where your elbows are, where your fingertips are, where your eyes are, where you're tracking the ball. So, we talk about that stuff all the time. And then hopefully, just like any other skill, you work it in practice, and you go out and hope that they don't think about it while the ball's in the air. They just go react. And that's kind of the point we're trying to get to with Mike, and he's really, really come a long way.
Go back to the kickers again. I think Daniel raised some eyebrows when he said that he was confident from 60 and beyond. But from what you've seen so far, is it legitimate for him to kick field goals beyond?
The only problem with kicking from 60 yards, you're going to have to cover it, because if it's at the end of the half, it's probably the only time you're going to kick it. Or at the end of the game, of course, for a game winner, or a game tie. But if you got a returner back there, now we got to cover with a bunch of big guys, and I don't like that situation a lot. But I think Daniel and, I think Kai does too. I think they're both very strong-legged guys, and Kai's much stronger than people give him credit for. So I think, from 60, that might be the max, and I know Coach Zimmer might say something different unless we got a nice tailwind behind us playing in Chicago or Green Bay. But he does have a big leg. And I think Daniel does a great job, and he did it in college. We talk about having great timing, great elevation on the kicks, and and his timing's getting much better. He's much better get off time, which we say between 127 and 1.31 seconds, and he's getting into that window right now. And his elevation's always been really good, and he continues to improve there as well.
Have you gotten him into US Bank Stadium yet to do some
Yes,
work?
One time we got him in there, and we're going to get him in there during training camp because we're right here. We're not down in Mankato, which is nice. We'll get him in there one more time, and then we'll go from the preseason from there.
Do you expect there will be more kick returns? Because over the last like 5 years, it's basically
You're the 1,000th person who's asked me that same question. No, it's and the head coach, including our head coach, you know, it's going to be exciting. You know, I don't know. I'm not really into predictions anyway because I'm normally wrong when I predict things. But I think it's going to be fun to adjust and see what people are doing and watching what other teams are doing and on tape and studying them. We've got our ideas and how we think the play is going to go. You know, I just hope to take advantage of it. And, you know, I told our guys, and we want to be the first team to score a touchdown with the new rules. So I don't know if that'll happen. I certainly don't want to be the first team to give up a touchdown, but hopefully we'll keep working hard and have a good talented return team back there. And let's see what happens.
How does it change your approach as a coach, given all the changes this season?
Like any change that we've had in any of the rule changes over the years, in the years I've been in the NFL, I think, number one, you got to embrace them. You got to be positive about them. The way you approach it with your players is you got to be positive about the change. Understand why they're doing it to make it a safer game, which I think is great. And I think a lot of you guys know I was part of that committee up in New York City that was proposed that to the NFL and the competition committee, and they went through with it, and our owners passed it, which was a great thing. And I think it's fun. It's kind of you're tinkering with a new toy. You know what I mean? You get players or new resources and guys that you can use to help us win. And I think you got to do the same thing with the rules and the rule changes and try to change quicker than any of the other teams. And hopefully we'll use that to our advantage and help us win a bunch of games this year.
Because Daniel has to kick a longer extra point now than in college, have you put a greater emphasis on the 33-yard distance with him?
No, I don't think. You don't want him to change anything he's doing per se because he does have such a great leg, but you put him in those situations. So anytime we work on field goals, like tomorrow we'll work on field goals again, the second time this week, we worked on it yesterday, we put him in that situation, that middle of the field, 15-yard line, and treat it like a 33-yard field goal, but in all actuality, it's a PAT. So I think the mentality's got to be the same as it was in college, and he wants it right down the middle. Like a lot of guys like the hash, but Daniel wants it down the middle, and we just got to approach it the same way he always has. Be good. Thanks a lot, guys. Have a great summer. Okay, appreciate it.